Hello, Pete, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, fellas?
Hey, Pete.
And girls?
No girls. No. Right now. Not for now. So, Pete, who are the 49ers going to start at quarterback on Sunday?
I thought you guys were going to tell me in this interview right here.
Well, it's going to be either Jimmy Garoppolo or C.J. Beathard. Is there a... are you just preparing for both of them, I presume?
Yeah, we can't do anything about that. We have no play in that one at all. So we're just... whoever plays, plays.
You losing any sleep wondering which one it'll be?
No, we can't afford to do that. We're losing enough sleep as it is just with regular routine.
How do you go about preparing for Jimmy Garoppolo when you haven't seen him in a 49ers uniform yet?
Guys, it really isn't a factor, you know? I mean, how would we go about preparing? We're just preparing for the 49ers. And they've got a style of offense. They've got really good players that do what they do, and then whoever's triggering it from the quarterback spot, we're going to go play football. And we've seen Jimmy play, and we've seen how he's mobile and the kind of athlete and competitor he is. But other than that, we just go play ball. We can't do anything about that.
What struck you about how C.J. Beathard's played since you didn't face him in week two?
He's been more been mobile. He's got a rushing average. He's averaging 5 yards a carry and stuff. So they're incorporating him in the run game. Some that we have to be concerned about. That factor is always that's different than other quarterbacks at times. I would think Jimmy could do the same stuff. And he's just getting more settled. You can see the offense growing. You can see Kyle able to expand and do more stuff. He's an incredible offensive coordinator and play caller that we've respected for a long time. I think they've just grown and they're getting more efficient and proficient at what they're doing.
What's your take on, having seen the 49ers earlier in the year, how different they are or how they've grown in certain areas since you last saw them?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just talking about. They're just expanding on their schemes. Kyle has done a ton of stuff over the years. A wide variety of schemes and concepts, and you take them all the way back to his Redskin days, where they did all kinds of things. You can see a little bit of all of it just finding its way into their offense, and so it expands the concerns and the issues that you have to deal with, and it taxes us, and that's why he's a really good coordinator and he's always been really effective.
Pete, the 49ers may not play him because he may be hurt with his thumb, but Adrian Colbert, the safety, the last couple weeks, I'm sure you've seen him on film. I know they run a similar defensive scheme to you. Has he flashed to you, and what have you seen out of him, out of their free safety?
Yeah, he covers a ton of ground. He can fly. He's aggressive. He has shown up on film. Playing next to Eric. Eric's a fantastic, strong safety in the system and in the scheme. Fits it beautifully, and so I think that all the guys that they've been playing back there they're just better and sharper and cleaner at all they're doing. Just naturally, that's how they get better during the course of the season.
You've seen Carlos Hyde in four different schemes now. How does he fit this particular one?
He can do anything. He can run any kind of style of football, whether it's gap scheme or zone scheme. He can do it all. He's done a great job coming out of the backfield. He's obviously the focal point with 40-something catches, and he's dangerous on the perimeter. There's no style. He is such a well-versed, dynamic player that there's no style that he can't, he can't execute. And I think that this, I've always thought the zone scheme is the best. You've seen us do it over the years as well, and I think it fits him beautifully.
Pete, I'm guessing that it depends somewhat on the individual quarterback, but generally in your experience, how long does it take to get a quarterback in the building to where you're comfortable with him running your plays in a game?
It depends on the guy and on the scheme and really on what the expectations are. I've heard that, they want to be really patient and all that, and that's just good long-haul thinking. You saw us take a guy from third round draft pick and start him in the opening game. So it just depends. And I know Jimmy's a smart kid and he was really good and had good schooling in New England. He was able to play early there. I'm sure he's one of those guys that's capable of playing early, and it's just up to them how they want to raise him. We all have our own issues and concerns and stuff, and So, you know, I've seen that you can do it as fast as you possibly can do it. You know, that's what we did. And so the other end of the spectrum is to be more patient than that and see how it fits.
Pete, throughout your tenure there, there have been times of the season where people have said, you know, this is not the Seahawks year, and I think some of that talk is coming. Is it feel different this year because you won't have Sherman and Chancellor and Abel? Does it feel like there's even more adversity or more of a challenge?
Why don't you guys look back at since like 2012 and look what we've been at the 10-game mark, and then you'll know why we talk the way we talk. And you know, we've very similar outcomes about this time of year, and we've always had the ability to finish pretty well. And November and December have been good months to us, and that's kind of where we are right now. And unfortunately, we're in the same situation. I wish we were ahead of those numbers, but we're kind of in the same spot. So the fact that we don't have those guys, well, there was other years it was other guys, but these guys are, you know, significant factors and have been great spiritual leaders in our program. Fortunately, they're still with us and adding all of that support and mentoring that they've kind of developed over the years, and so we still feel their presence. But back when they started playing, they were the young guys and the new guys too, you know, and so we've been through this in different spots, and hopefully we'll be able to rally and pull it together like we know how to, and we'll see what happens, you know. So we do it one week at a time and coming your way.
Why do you think you guys have had success in Novembers and Decembers?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Why don't you guys figure that one out? I don't know. I think we've been pretty good finishing club. You know, we finish games well, we finish seasons well, and there's a mentality about that here, and hopefully we can, because we did it in the past doesn't mean anything now, because we got to do it again. And so we'll see if we can pull it together and have a good finish this season and you know, make a run for this division and see what happens.
Your quarterback looks as mobile and elusive as ever again, Pete. What kind of a challenge is that going to be for a rookie linebacker like Reuben Foster, who hasn't faced him before?
Well, he's faced, you know, coming where he's coming from in college, he's faced a lot of quarterbacks that can run and play fast and all that. I don't think it's going to be a big adjustment for him. But Russell is playing good football. He's doing everything, and it's great to see him healthy. You can see that in contrast to how hampered he was last year and what it meant a lot to us. He's really on his game, and he's working like crazy, and he can continue to get better, but yet he's really a dynamic, you know, player in our offense, and hopefully we can keep him in that mode.
Would you like to see him win MVP?
I have nothing to say about that. It'd be great, yeah. I don't care.
Pete, I'm sure you're aware you've been criticized for the fake field goal and the challenge among other things in the Monday Night Loss. At this stage of your career, does the public criticism still, maybe it never did, but does it eat at you, or are you just like, whatever?
No, the public criticism doesn't. The personal criticism does, you know. I'm pretty hard on myself, and I would like to have had those things work out right. You know, I didn't get the right view on the replay. The TV view was easy to see, but we didn't get that view upstairs, and we didn't have that one, and I had information from the field that told me otherwise. But so, I know what I was going on, and it's always goes back to, you know, you got to figure out what happened in the choice and the decision that you made, and were you prepared for it? Did you do it the best that you could have done it? And then you live with the consequences. I mean, if I responded and reacted to every call that didn't go the right way or anything somebody said about me, I'd have been run out of here a long time ago, you know. And you got to be thick-skinned, and you got to have the strength of your convictions and deal with the consequences, and that's how it goes.
Peter, just wanted to follow up on something you just said, what just seems weird. I've heard other coaches say it. You don't have access to the TV replay. I mean, wouldn't it make sense for all NFL teams to have, you know, kind of all the best replays available to them in that moment, and why isn't that possible in 2017?
Yeah, that's a really good illustration of why wouldn't we have all the same information everybody else has. I wish we did, and in that case we didn't. But there's no reason not to. Yeah, there's, you know, I think in information age, we're all digital. You know, we should be able to handle this. I wish we had that look, you know. I wish we'd had it in the stadium, you know. I wish I'd been on the big board, and then I would have known what was going on too. I couldn't see it. You know, I had to go on what I knew, and I didn't have all of the scoop.
I'll see what I can do with the league, Pete.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
If you want to work backwards a week, I'll take that too. You
know? I'll see how much cloud I have. I'm sure it's significant.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
All right, be good, would you?